We come here this morning as Unitarian Universalists, especially grounded in that faith tradition today, because we are here to speak of immigration as a moral issue. The issue that was selected by the General Assembly of the UUA to study and to act upon. It's a study action issue, two parts. We're here to talk about it today because it is part of what defines who we are and why we are here as people of faith and as individuals. And when I was thinking about our opening words today, I thought, got to do it again. Let's do a unison reading of our principles, which are printed on the back of your order of worship. They are really grounding, and it's important for us to own them and to be intentional, not just kind of think about them. So I'll do the preamble, then we'll read together. We, the member congregations, that's us, of the Unitarian Universalist Association Covenant, make sacred promise to affirm and promote the inherent worth and dignity of every person, justice, equity, and compassion in human relations, acceptance of one another, and encouragement to spiritual growth in our congregations, a free and responsible search for truth and meaning, the right of conscience, and the use of the democratic process within our congregations and in society at large, the goal of world community with peace, liberty, and justice for all, respect for the interdependent web of all existence of which we are a part. May it be so. Thank you. A little stage direction. Welcome. Seated behind me are seven of the eight congregants who attended Justice General Assembly in Phoenix, Arizona last June, and they will be more or less leading this service. So it's great to have them here with me this morning. So, you know, everything we've done this morning speaks to who we are and why we are here, and that's the main theme of the day. It's a question to continue asking yourself, who are we and why we are here? So I have a question. Do you want peace? If you want peace, raise your hand. Raise it high. Okay. So you can put it down now. Everyone who raised their hand, listen up, because the sermon title is, If You Want Peace, Work for Justice. If you want peace, work for justice. It's like study action. They go together. If you want peace, you have to make peace. You have to be peace. And that's what we're about this morning. That's who we are and why we are here. So we're here to talk about the issue of immigration as a moral issue, which was lifted up by the Unitarian Universalist Association by democratic vote of thousands of delegates at the General Assembly a couple of years ago. It's the democratic process in action, one of our principles. So 2012 was the first ever Justice General Assembly, and it was held in Phoenix. Why? Why was it a Justice General Assembly and not just any old vanilla-flavored General Assembly? Because we're Unitarian Universalists. And when SB 1070, the immigration law, passed in Arizona and we had plans to go to Phoenix for General Assembly, thousands of delegates democratically decided, we're doing things differently. We're not boycotting, we're not doing vanilla, we're doing justice. And so we did. And that is very good. I would say what we read as opening words, those seven principles, that's sacred text and guidance. And we own it so we can use it. In thinking about immigration as a moral issue, I thought, doesn't sound so exciting. Well, my friends, it is exciting. Why? It's about human rights. And immigration rights is the civil rights issue of the moment. It is a serious civil rights issue. It is pervasive in this country. Who are we and why we are here? We are Unitarian Universalists, and we always stand on the forefront of civil rights issues. Throughout history, we have done that, and we do it here today. We stand with all people, no matter where their place of birth was. We seek equitable and fair immigration rights. In the United States right now, there are many conflicting views about what to do about immigration. The Unitarian Universalist Association and its allies have one view that can be summarized in the current dysfunction of present policy. The problem is what it does to people. My friends, hear these voices of human beings oppressed by the present United States policy.
I am the spouse of a US citizen. Today, my best case scenario to become a citizen is waiting 6 to 7 years.
I am a sibling of a US citizen. I can migrate to the US and become a citizen in 12 to 28 years.
I am the spouse of a lawful permanent resident. I can migrate to the US and become a citizen in 11 to 13 years.
I am a single adult child of a lawful permanent resident. I can become a citizen in 14 to 29 years.
I am a skilled worker with a college degree in a specialized field, and I have a job offer. I can migrate to the US and become a citizen in 11 to 16 years.
I am an unskilled worker. Only 6,000, like me, can enter the country each year. I can never become a citizen.
Human voices, human lives being torn asunder by our present United States immigration policies. What can we do? The Unitarian Universalist Association is an active member of the Interfaith Coalition on Humane Immigration Reform. That interfaith platform on humane immigration reform is what our UUA position reflects. It asks this country to have policy which will take the following actions.
Uphold family unity as a priority of all immigration policies.
To create a process for undocumented immigrants to earn their legal status and eventual citizenship.
to protect workers and provide efficient channels of entry for new immigrant workers.
To facilitate immigrant integration.
To restore due process of law and reform detention policies.
To align the enforcement of immigration laws with humanitarian values.
To consider immigration as a matter of human rights.
Friends, we've heard some of the stories, the truth. We are seeking the truth in love. We've heard some of the facts about how human beings are impacted by our current country's immigration laws. And we have focused on the fact that human rights are, in fact, civil rights. One of the problems that we always see happening in civil rights issues is that people, a group is separated out and seen as less than, as below. And that is not what we believe. We believe in the inherent dignity and worth, value, worthiness of all peoples. And that is what we seek to uphold in working for changes in our immigration laws. Who are we and why are we here? We're here to stand on the side of love, and we stand on the side of love with marginalized people, people who need spokespeople to stand with them in strength and solidarity. We want to understand and take action to support building a 21st century immigration system that in fact does treat people as human beings. Today we have three projects with which we as Unitarian Universalists can get involved by signing up after the service. And we're going to have folks with clipboards circulating, encouraging you to sign up for a project. And here we can learn more about them.
If you would like to learn more about the immigration issue in our country, If you would like to learn more about the immigration issue in our country, I highly recommend what we're calling Project One. It's a curriculum that the UUA has developed called Immigration as a Moral Issue. I studied this curriculum last spring when it was offered here, and I consider it to be a great beginning to my education on this complicated issue. This time around, the classes will meet once a month for 6 to 8 months, and we'll have a clipboard. If you'd like to sign up for that, it would be a great place to start.
Thank you, Val. Let's come forward now and we'll be sharing. There were powerful events that happened at Justice GA, and these events shaped the experience that our participants had. If you would line up behind the altar.
The premier event of the Phoenix GA was the June 23rd candlelit rally against Sheriff Joe Arpaio's tent city prison in Phoenix, Arizona. The purpose of this rally was to bear witness against the inhumane conditions and human rights violations that were present there, where thousands and thousands of prisoners were held in tents in 110 degree heat.
In It followed the Where lecture by Maria Hinojosa of National Public Radio, who discussed the concept of two Americas, one characterized by human rights violations, which parallels Nazi Germany in the 1930s and 1940s.
Over 3,000 persons, including members of this congregation, participated in this candlelight protest in 100-degree temperature.
Our second project is for Rhode Island to mirror what is being done in Arizona and nationally to build and support an immigration support coalition directed to taking action in Rhode Island including legislative effort. It should include the International Institute, the Genesis community, other immigrant community groups, and other denominations. One of the sub-elements of what Iris and Carolyn learned at GA was what a strong, effective coalition would look like in changing immigrant lives. They're going to outline knowledge and actions by the Coalition of Immokalee Workers. We expect to combine specific action on behalf of Florida immigrants by impacting the sale of their products at Rhode Island grocery chains.
How about a side order of human rights? This was the headline of a Miami Herald article in 2007 about the Immokalee farm workers in Southwest Florida who picked the tomatoes we eat from September to June. How about a side order of human rights described how cheap tomatoes start in Immokalee, where approximately 5,000 immigrant farm workers have been forced to work 10-hour days, 6 days a week, for about $20 a week, under the supervision of armed guards. Those who try to escape risk being beat, pistol whipped, and even shot. These migrant workers had no lobby. In 1993, after a long struggle, the Coalition Immokalee Farm Workers was founded. The Coalition, a community based farm organization whose members are largely Latino, Haitian, and Mayan Indian, has worked tirelessly for fair food standards. The coalition has been successful making agreements with Taco Bell, McDonald's, Burger King, and Subway to pay just a penny more per pound for tomatoes and to buy only from growers who support humane labor standards. You perhaps remember the Taco Bell boycott in 2001. This was the work of the coalition. Just think, a penny more per pound for tomatoes is making all the difference for the Immokalee migrant workers. Currently, the coalition is working to sign up grocery chains. To date, Whole Foods and Trader Joe's have agreed to meet the fair labor standards. But what about our local Stop and Shop? Iris Donnelly will now talk to us about a recent coalition victory and its current focus on Stop and Shop.
Your burrito just got more ethical. After 6 years of education, outreach, prayer, and protest, Chipotle Mexican Grill last week officially signed a fair food agreement with the Coalition of Immokalee Workers. Chipotle became the 11th major corporate food retailer to sit down at the table with farm workers and commit to joining the historic Fair Food Program. In doing so, Chipotle will not buy tomatoes from Florida farms that practice slavery and child labor. Furthermore, they agree to a 1 cent a pound increase in salary that will add about $6,000 to the farm workers' yearly earnings. And many of these farm workers haven't had a raise in 20 years. As Chipotle celebrated the ingredients of their success at two recent Cultivate festivals, their chefs, farmers, and animals, one essential element of their food production was excluded, the farm workers. But now that Chipotle has signed an agreement with the coalition, they finally deserve their motto, food with integrity. Now it's time for Stop and Shop to come to the table and sign a fair food agreement with the Coalition of Immokalee Workers. Won't you proclaim the dignity and worth of every individual by signing a letter directed to the CEO of Stop and Shop during coffee hour? Won't you join Carolyn, Reverend Betty, and me at a meeting with the Narragansett Stop and Shop store manager to explain the importance of the Fair Food Agreement in the lives of the farm workers? There's a sign-up sheet near the letter, or see Carolyn Hurtis or myself. Thank you.
Did you get it, folks? Coalition works. Grassroots efforts work. How do they work? One day at a time, one action at a time, changing lives. Changing lives. A penny a pound, a penny a pound, and we can commit ourselves to supporting that action. Now, I want to tell you that in planning just this General Assembly, the UUA was brilliant and humble. They worked with partners. They didn't go in like, we know what we're doing. We worked with partners from the indigenous community and from the immigrant community to help fashion a General Assembly that would be powerful, meaningful, and active. These partners asked us to do a few things. One of them I'm going to do now. They asked us to bring the concept of the doctrine of discovery to our congregations and help them understand what that doctrine is and the hardship that it has created in this country. It is an old doctrine, and it hurts. Let me read to you about it. The doctrine of discovery is a principle of international law dating from the late 15th century. It has its roots in a papal decree issued by Pope Nicholas V in 1452 that specifically sanctioned and promoted the conquest, colonization, and exploitation of non-Christian territories and peoples. The conquest of non-Christian territories and peoples. Hundreds of years of decisions and laws continuing right up into our present time, like the notices on our door keeping people out of us, right up until this time, can ultimately be traced back to the doctrine of discovery, laws that invalidate or ignore the right, sovereignty, and humanity, ignore the humanity of indigenous peoples in the United States and around the world. But my friends, people are people. They are not commodities. Remember our principles. Remember who we are and why we are here. People are people. They settled. They have children. They have dreams. They have struggles. They have families. They are people, not commodities. And so, in response to this doctrine of discovery, which I have briefly outlined for you, and more will be forthcoming in the future. The UUA passed several resolutions. Here are two of them.
Therefore, be it resolved that we, the delegates of the UUA General Assembly, repudiate the doctrine of discovery as a relic of colonialism, feudalism, and religious, cultural, and racial bias, having no place in the modern-day treatment of indigenous people, and
be it finally resolved that we call upon the United States to fully implement the standards of the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples in the U.S. law and policy without qualifications. In doing so, we support the establishment of commissions that include accountable representatives of the indigenous nations of North America and the Hawaiian Kingdom.
So the third way you can get involved is what we call Project Number 3, and it's to join a group led by Larry Kelland, which will read and study the perspective of the Statement of Conscience opposing the doctrine of discovery, and to help inform the congregation on what actions may be appropriate.
If you want peace, raise your hands. If you want peace, work for justice. That is what this service is about today. That's about who we are and why we are here. We can't stick our heads in the sand. We can't pretend it isn't true. Immigration is a moral issue. May we follow our principles. May we stand behind our brothers and our sisters born in other lands. May it be so. Blessed be. And amen. This is for the GA8. This is for the people who traveled out to Phoenix, who, it was not an easy trip, you can't get there from here, and stood in that heat and stood for what we believe. We thank you for representing us. We will join you in your work. My friends, may we stand on the side of love. But standing is not enough. May we march on the side of love. May we act on the side of love. May we sign on the side of love. May our hearts be in that holy place, which guides us into the action part of study action, that guides us into that place of acting for truth, acting for democracy, acting for justice. May we be known as a people of action, a people of faith, a people committed to peace. We want peace. We work for justice. May it be so. Blessed be. Blessed be. Amen. Amen.